Okay. Yeah, that's one of the things out of it that we started when we were talking with Paul Crater. He said, well, you need to really cover the effects of it, the ideals of that age. He said a lot of changes took place then that are subtle things that we kind of take for granted now. And he was the one that said, in particular, like the rise of women being taken seriously in business and everything, that said, there are many reasons that happened, but he said a lot of them were that mental shift that happened in the late 60s that suddenly people started thinking, well, why not? That, you know, rather than, well, this is just the way it's always been, that it opened people up to thinking about things that had not been on the list or possible before.
The crack in the universe.
Yeah. And then it just kept spreading with gay rights and everything.
You know, I would never ask the question, should I be a photographer? I said, I'm going to be a photographer. And it never held me back.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I've got three brothers and one sister.
Yeah. Where did you grow up?
Army brat.
Okay.
Clearwater, Florida is where I graduated from high school.
So I moved a lot growing up, and so it's
so
like,
when they ask you where did you grow up, what do you say?
Everywhere.
You just said Alabama.
I say the South.
You went to college in the
Alabama. Yeah, I grew up in the Southeast. My dad was like a gypsy. You know, he's a whack job, you know. Yeah. You know, we just moved a lot because he never could hold on to a job so long.
Well, see, I go back to World War II. I was born in 1934, so I remember World War II.
Yeah.
And that's something I have not seen. You know, I'm a news junkie.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen in this any reference to people who go back that far.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember putting a scrap together in fifth grade of all the pictures from the war and the headlines and all that and the patriotism that was here. And so my generation is unique. We're still alive.
Yeah.
But everybody after that was anti-war. But the Great War, as they call it, was the Great War for a reason. And people, see, to me, it's hard for me to understand because my father was in the Army and we had the two stars on our front door.
Yeah.
One for my uncle and one for my dad. And I mean, and you had savings books. You put little stamps in. And I still got the one I put the... still have a bond from 1944, I think. But it's just a different world.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Chick and I, he's 5 years older than I am. And we were watching the Grammys the other night. We don't know who these people are.
Well, don't feel bad. I was almost the same
way. You?
There were a few that I knew, but there are a lot of folks I'm going, I have to ask my sons, who's this guy? What does he do? Got two of them. The youngest one is a senior at Grady High, about to graduate and go off to University of Georgia. The other one is almost 20, turned 20 in June, and he's out at Perimeter College. But
what's he studying?
He's ADHD, so he's on a 6-year plan to get through school somehow.
Uh-huh. What does he want to do?
He says he wants to be an animator, and I thought it was all just hot air, but now I'm seeing some new drawings that he's doing.
Oh yeah, all the tools that are out there now.
He sticks them up on the computer all the time on YouTube. He and his friends make all kinds of movies, and
he's always been real creative that way.
Huh. So, and then you're all two of my kids graduated from Grady High.
Uh-huh.
That was so.
Well, the older one graduated from Grady, and the younger one is about to.
What does he want to do?
He says, I want to make lots of money, and then I want to help people.
At least he knows what he wants to do.
he's checking around. He's asked. My brother is a doctor, and one of his sons just got into med school, and he's going, well, how much does a doctor earn? And I said, well, if that's the only way reason you're going into it, don't go into medicine. We don't need a doctor that's just in there. How much can I earn?
Well, tell him to become a plastic surgeon.
Yeah. You know? Well, that was what my father intended to be out in, during the war. He was out in California, and almost didn't come back to raise a family because he had an offer to go to school out there in San Diego and become a plastic surgeon.
This is World War II?
Uh-huh. Huh? And just come back from the Pacific and was killing, I mean, waiting out time till he could be transferred back to Georgia and let out. Huh. And got an offer to go to the med school there and learn plastic surgery. He had been working in the hospitals with meeting people like, what's her name? What's the famous Alabama's blind woman?
Alabama's
the water.
Blind.
Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Oh, Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. He met Helen Keller. She was going through the wards and talking to blinded soldiers and whatever, and stopped and said, "Can I see the young doctor?" He said, "Sure. How are you going to?" And so he stood still while she was feeling his hand, his face and everything, and apparently a picture got taken and it was in the papers out in California, because next thing he knows, the med school is saying, "Well, maybe you should come and see about being a plastic surgeon or something," because he was an artist too, drew and did photography. So he thought about it, but then they decided, "We don't want to raise children out in this wild California. We'll go back to South Georgia." From Decatur.
This was your father?
Yeah, both my parents.
So
this
maybe
Decatur.
Where your son got his talent.
Yeah, maybe.